Blog Talk Radio.
Freaking, baby.
Baby, you know it's all right.
Yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. Press 1 when you get here. If you are already here and you have not done so yet, please press 1. Let's talk about it. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. I hope you got yours. Want to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Badax, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is not only the CEO of this fine network, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. Go ahead and get you some. Hit the brother up, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some Raw Links, or just reach out to any one of the Epiphany hosts, and we can point you in the right direction to make sure that you get your Raw Links. Tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is pillow talk. Pillow talk. How necessary is it in yours or any relationship? And I don't know about y'all, but I'm in kind of a mood tonight, so it's going to be open mic poetry tonight. I want to hear whatever your pen decides to share with us, however you like to spit it. However you like to moan it, however you like to breathe it. Yeah. You know, I wrote a piece for tonight. Is it okay if I share it with you? Do you mind? I hope you don't mind. All right. It's called Pillow Talk to Me When I'm Most Vulnerable. Hoping you say the right words that would make me comfortable. To open up and share my deepest, innermost feelings and emotions. Using your feminine charm like a love potion. Well, guess what? It works. Look me in my eyes lovingly as my manhood lurks. But I'm not ready to get into anything physical because you've got me so emotional. Emotional to the point where I just may say I love you. It's true. This kind of vulnerability has a way of creating an ability to utter some of the most meaningful words ever spoken. I'm not joking. You and your beauty mixed with your scent is enough to tell you all my secrets. Why must you have me in this place, with your palms gripping my face, hoping the tears streaming down from my eyes means that finally I'm letting you in as you wrap your thighs around my legs and torso. You know full well what you are doing, exactly what I have been pursuing. A woman that has the ability to undress my thoughts, strip me naked and bare with soft whispering onslaughts, advising me in my nakedness that she is a safe space for me and the peace I have been desiring to see. This is why I usually walk or run away from pillow talk. Pillow talk. I, for one, believe that pillow talk is absolutely necessary in any relationship. I think it's in those moments where we are most vulnerable, where we're able to take off our armor, if you will, and break those barriers, tear down the walls, and be completely open. I mean, after all, who wants to fight and fuss during pillow talk? It's an intimate time, it's very intimate. So I would say it's a very essential component of any relationship to have pillow talk. I mean, you just hope that the other person on the other end of your pillow doesn't fall asleep, right? You're pouring out your heart and emotions, and next thing you hear is just snoring. I know some of y'all that's happened to. I know some of y'all. I know it's happened. But we're going to talk about it tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I know. It's been a moment since you've heard Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. But we're back. We're okay. We're here, as you can see. And we aim to keep bringing these wonderful topics to get some insight into this thing called relationships, So, I don't know about you, but I am definitely ready to talk about it. You ready to talk about it and hear some dope poetry? Well, come on. Let's open up this first mic, who happens to be none other than the beautiful Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons, how are you? Are you muted? Unmute your mic.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm just... I was trying to do my headphones.
Now you cut out on us again.
Hello?
Yep, there you go. You're back. So how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. Glad
how
to
are
hear you?
You
tonight. I am doing just fine, It's a beautiful night. We're dating,
Yeah.
It's a little different, So thank you for answering the call and coming to date me tonight. I'm really appreciative of that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So tell me, Mother Dragon.
Oh.
What do you think about this topic, pillow talk? How necessary
interesting.
Is it for you?
It's interesting. It's very necessary. I think it's the glue that holds people together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The glue. It's the glue. Ooh. It's the glue that holds people together. So do you think that if there was more pillow talk, then we'd have more successful relationships?
I definitely think so, because great battles end at the pillow.
Whew. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I could agree. One of my favorite scriptures talks about never letting the sun go down on your wrath. And I believe that
yes.
wholeheartedly.
Yes. Yes. If you've been venting and stressed all day long, and if you can't go and talk to the person that you can confide in to, then what are they there for?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I was just sitting here thinking, as you were saying that, then maybe you're not with the right person, you know, because
right
in today's society and social media, we have these gender wars, men against women, and we should not be that way. We should be able to rely on each other, to support each other, to lift each other up. The last thing I want to do is be at war and be at odds. I mean, it's okay to have disagreements. It's okay to have arguments. I think that's healthy. But when it turned for the worse and you get at that pillow and then you can't talk, now you got your backs to each other and you can't stand each other, you don't want to, that's...
Yeah, I can never do that. I will honestly say I can never do that. Life is too short. And what if you get up the next day and don't see that person again? The last things that could be on your mind is what I said to him the night before. And make sure you end it always with "I love you, I respect you." Confirmations, you know what I'm saying? If you
Absolutely.
Do that every day and you endow and bestow upon that person your feelings, your hope, that in itself creates kingdoms, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Preach this. Preach on. Preach on. You're helping somebody now. I hope y'all paying attention
yeah.
now. Helping somebody. I love your perspective. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. I appreciate you bringing up this wonderful topic.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell me something, Mother of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't say it was open mic tonight. I'm very curious as to what you're going to share tonight. Are you ready? You ready to share what artistry you're bringing?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me get out of the way, and the mic is yours.
Okay. Let me find something. Same. Just the affirmation to those who still believe in love out there that it's there for you. You have to pour your heart into something. It's like a vessel. And if you don't pour into that vessel, how will you know that you reach that final destination with love? Love is ever present. It's creating. And it's beyond gestures that we choose love in a way that we can put our hopes and beliefs in. So that's my first thing. And now, I want to say a thing. His melanated neurons swirling within his skin, a fire within his veins. We are equals. His voice commands stability, external visual arc. The eye wants what she wants. Mirror image to my feminine. He makes me feel alive. I'm able to time travel with him. And with a love that we have, a force that's indefinite, I became an X-Men, queen of the mutated. She reigns over rogue assassins, unrequited with love, no more to those who misunderstood me. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. I love this piece. It's a very visual, artsy piece. But when you said fire in his veins, and you followed it up with we are equals, that's powerful. That is a very powerful statement within this piece. And I love it. I love it. Thank you for this.
I will continue to write and continue to pour out what's inside of me onto paper.
I love it. Don't you stop. I had to come hunt you down.
I won't.
Don't you stop.
I won't.
All right. Now, We're going to get you on over to the VIP lounge. There's some imported champagne. This time it's coming in from Paris. So make sure you go and get you some.
Fancy. Okay, I like it.
Absolutely. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons kicking us off with that fire, fire piece. Man, don't forget the affirmation that she gave. You believe in love, it's there for you, but you got to pour into it. I love that. I love that. Next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm good, thanks.
Good, how you doing? Awesome.
Not too bad. I'm waiting for spring to arrive.
I know. I want to jump into summer. Forgive me. I just want to jump into summer. I was born in the spring.
Yep.
I love the summer.
Me too. Moi aussi, as they say en français.
Oh, oui, mademoiselle. Ooh. You know, interesting story. J-Rob, the wise son, he had one of his clients, and all he could speak was French.
Oh, is that right? Oh, wow.
So he reached out to me and asked me if I could, you know, relay the messages, and I said, sure, man, let me talk to him. And,
it was
nice to be needed in that fashion, to be able to build a, you know, to break a language barrier. I'm honored and humbled at the same time. So,
well, good for you, and you managed to do it all right too. So that's even better.
Oh yeah. It was just a few words. You know, just a few words. It was pretty. It was basic. It wasn't. You know, it wasn't too complex. You know, how to get him to
slow
down.
Where was this guy from?
This guy was from, I forget where he's from. I think he's from Africa, if I'm not mistaken.
Must have been one of the French countries. Yeah.
Yeah, and wow. I told J-Rob, I said, you got to be careful. I said, because the French dialect is different depending on which part of the area you're from. So, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
It's like that all
tonight,
over, even where I live, at the different areas of our province, the dialect is different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
very interesting,
the, you know,
isn't it?
It is. Back in the, I want to say the early 2000s, early 2000s, one of the hotels I worked at, one of the VPs, she came in and she was also from Canada, and we would speak a little French, and she was like, your French is different. I said, well, I learned French here, so of course it's different because, you know, it's different from where you're from. So very interesting, very interesting.
Well, I think that the countries that are French-born countries, they develop their own little idiosyncratic type of speaking, the slang.
Yeah,
the slang is
the
like
slang.
We have slang in the English language, and I mean, they have their own slang, and depending on what country they're from, it's quite different too. So I think
definitely.
It's really interesting.
It is. Because then you want to be like, oh, wow, you're saying what now? You're saying what now? wait, but that's not the way you say it.
No, that's right.
But
yep.
But tonight, Lady A, we are talking about pillow talk and how necessary is it in any relationship, you know? So what say you, pillow talk?
Well, I think pillow talk is extremely important. I think it's a bonding that you can, you can't really get it if you're sitting watching TV. It's, I can honestly say that with my ex-husband, we had pillow talk quite often, and it made a difference. It made a difference in how you feel about each other, you know, and he used to reminisce about when he first met me and what he thought and what he saw and what he felt, and it was really quite lovely. Yeah.
Nice.
People should do it all the time because it's very intimate type of time in your life.
It is, and that's, you know, I'm going to give away the man code. That's when men are most vulnerable, right? I talked about that in my piece. We're vulnerable during that time, you know, it's because that's the one time where we don't have to fight.
Yeah.
Right? It's a quiet place. It's peace, you know? know, we're getting ready
yeah.
for bed, we're getting ready to rest, or, you know,
yeah.
unless you're Pharrell the poet and then he wants to do the huckabuck, you know, during that time. But, you know.
Or you do
you
the
know.
Huckabuck first and then you have pillow
right.
talk.
Then you have pillow talk, right. But,
yeah.
But no, but it's just one of those times where it's like, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's have this conversation. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we wouldn't normally talk about throughout our day. Let's have this pillow talk. Let's intimate.
It has to be something
level.
Lovely, you know. It has to be
yeah.
Something not something that you want to solve or an issue that you mm-hmm. have with each other. It has to be something beautiful and intimate about how you feel about each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because then as the scriptures say. Don't go to bed angry, nor give place to the devil. Because if you go to
yeah.
bed mad, because you go to bed mad, then you let the devil play around with your thoughts and your sleep, and then you wake up, and then you're mad. And then before you know it,
mm.
now you've gone on a week.
Yeah. I've done. You know, that's happened to me. I mean, I won't deny that. I've been upset about something and didn't get resolved before bed, and then it just goes on and on, yeah.
It just goes on and on.
And then
on,
the pillow
right?
talk.
Right.
And it's game over. Yeah. Yeah,
pillow talk becomes non-existent. Now you're, like I said, you're back to back. You don't even want to talk to each other. You don't want to look at each other. You don't want to kiss
yeah.
each other. You know what?
Yeah.
And then it goes into something else. So, but yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
I always, some young girls, if they, you know, sometimes you have, like, showers for them, and they'll ask you to write on a card a bit of advice for the newlyweds. And I always say, always remember why you fell in love. What was it about that person that you loved so much that you fell in love with? I think we forget about those feelings that we had and what we loved about that person. And
right.
when you forget about it, it's the beginning of the end. Familiarity makes it difficult, but I think if you keep in mind why you love that person, why you married them, it will help.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Pillow talk is necessary. Now that we've
Absolutely.
Gotten that out of the way, lady, I'm curious
okay.
to hear what piece you brought for us tonight.
Well, I brought fresh ink for you, and mine was also called Pillow Talk. And
ooh,
so, yeah, I got a new
great minds,
new
great
poem.
Minds.
Yes. So
oh,
I will read it for you. Thank you. Pillow Talk. In the afterglow of love, heads on pillows, we talk of memories etched in our minds of when we met and love was blind. Detailed emotions, thrills entwined, feelings felt when eyes met mine, laying skin to skin, nostalgic memories spark fire within. Quiet conversations flow, lover's reverie grows, why Cupid struck his bow. Repetition never tires, reminds us of unending desires, wipes away all doubts, gives hope for a future turnabout. Breathe in all romantic words, let memory's love be heard. Speak to her of all you feel and let her again your heart steal. Tender moments, gentle touch, tell her she means so much. Bask in the light of love, pledge no other is above. Practice remembering why we fell in love in spring. Marriages and love would last a lifetime of pillow talks. And memories of the goodness would strengthen bonds between us. In peace.
Lifetime of pillow talk. Ooh, Lady A. First of all, I love this piece. And that right there, lifetime of pillow talks. Pillow talk every night before we go to bed.
That's
true. That is some of the most romantic stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Yeah.
There's, you know, just think about it, though, eh? If you did that every night and remind each other why you love each other and how much better your relationship would be and how much communication that would touch a person's heart so much, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this piece with us. I'm going to get you over to the VIP lounge with Mother of Dragons, get you a glass of that champagne from Paris, and just stick around and enjoy
okay.
the show. If you hang out with us.
Sure, I will, yeah. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen,
one love, one.
That is our favorite Canadian, Lady A, on her way to the VIP lounge. Whew, man, my goodness. Next up on the mic, y'all, we got, y'all, hey, don't y'all tell nobody, but we got us a celebrity coming through. Let's talk about it tonight, doing date night differently, right? You know, you might have heard of, like, Gucci. You might have heard of, like, some of these other top designers with their jewels and gems. But, hey, y'all, we got the CEO of Raw Links and Epiphany. For real, the Poet Douglas, baby.
What it do, Vance Meadows? How you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Good to hear you, man. Hey, man, it's nice of you to grace us with your presence upon this evening. I know it's kind of hard for you to get away to making all this money with these links now, man. You know, you're in the upper echelon, man. So, you know, I know it's hard for you to get away.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us common folk.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you, Van Meadows. It's a blessing to be graced, first and foremost. You know, man, I'm just out here living my life, man, and I'm trying to keep my circle tight, man. You know what I mean?
I know that's right, broski. I know that's right, man. Speak on it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you being Mr. Charismatic, the one with all these phrases, the one, you know, who's in love with love as well. Let's talk about pillow talk, bro. How necessary is pillow talk in a relationship, bro? How necessary?
How defining is your question as far as is pillow talk necessary? How far are we going down in the pillow?
Hey, bro. This is your time, bro. You can go as far down in the pillow as
you
need.
You talking about
to.
Pillow talk? You know what I'm saying? Because there's very different. There's different levels of pillow talk, and there's many different positions.
Well, which position are you taking tonight, broski?
All right. I see you playing a hard game here. I try not to crack. You laugh first, so I won. So,
yeah.
No, man, you crazy. Something wrong.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Take your socks.
Look, man, pillow talk. Man, pillow talk is the sweetest, you know. I think everything can, just like we say, everything can happen at the dining room table when the family gathers together, you know. Pillow talk is essential. And I think between a couple, whether it be in a relationship or marriage, that's when you can discuss the most intimate things. And things even from how was your day, whether it was at work or you was home doing things, you know, how was your day type things, conversations happen there. And some serious conversations happen there. You know what I'm saying? But most conversations, if conversed properly, could lead up to making the whole bed talk, you know?
Woo, my God. Come on, bro. Talk that talk. Baby.
That's
talk
what I'm saying. If you're comforting that special other while in the midst of pillow talk, you know what I'm saying? And you're just comforting. You're sharing comforting words to each other. And loving
right.
moments take flight,
yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
pillow
sir.
Talk is a
absolutely.
If you can't talk on the pillow, where can you? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's true, though, bro. That's true, man. As I've been talking about pretty much all night, is our guards should be way, way down when it comes to pillow talk, which should make it for a very, very easy design. desired conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Desired conversations. You know, desired conversations, willingful conversations, conversations that just flow back and forth where you don't have to have no guard up or stop sign here or there. Anyway, you have to think about the next words you may say.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It flows and it's real.
Absolutely.
When you're having some real pillow talk with somebody you feel really about, you know? And you leave
yes,
that safeguard down and you open up the floodgates to conversation. That's
indeed.
What pillow talk is all about, you know. Conversation
indeed.
Makes everything right, man. Let me know what's on your mind, what you're thinking, or what you were thinking, you know. What
yes.
you thinking about me? What are you thinking about me? You know what I'm saying? Man, conversation, pillow talk, whether it's on a pillow or on a box, conversation is the key to a lot of things, man.
Mm-hmm. I love it, bro. But you're right, though, man. You're 100% correct. I don't have any disagreements because I love doing pillow talk to hear my woman tell me she's been thinking about me all day.
Well, she was cooking that soup, too, man. When she was cooking that soup, I love the image of her with that apron on, cooking that grub for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ladies, y'all better be taking some notes now. We're giving away some good stuff here. We're giving away some good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thinking about having a pillow talk with me later on in between the sheets.
Between the sheets. Woof.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bro, hold on, bro. I got you, bro. Hold on. See,
yeah.
Proper pillow talk will lead.
You was ready, bro. You was ready. You had your finger on the trigger.
Had the finger on
for
the
real.
Trigger, bro. I was waiting for somebody to say it. I was waiting.
Ready, man. Yeah, boy, you was ready.
Hey, man. Hey, now that we gotten that out of the way, bro, it would be nice to hear a For Real the Poet piece, man. So what would you be doing for us tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to do something. I haven't written in a while, bro, or spit a piece in a while. I haven't had the feeling to want to. But I wrote something down when I was at work. I never got to fine-tune it. So it's new. I don't even know if it's finished, but I'm going to do what part do I have of it. If I had to name it, I would name it Possible.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. Possible. Possible it is to love without being in love. Possible. Possible it is to continue to hold on to that feeling you're always feeling, to still feel it like you're still in it, living life, walking in that spirit, whether you're with or without that someone, just to embrace the concept of embodiment, to live in it and to make it manifest, create something tangible that you could touch, to speak to with eloquent delivery, every syllable meaningful, to articulate how you feel to something real, special. When love is real, don't wait to find this. Live in it. Walk with it. Inhale, exhale it. Be what you're looking for. That way there's no need for practice. See, the boots that he wears are heavy. They are worn, laces barely there. They are torn. He's walked through despair, heartache, dismay, dredged through anguish, yet still, love still exists. He walks in it, in a backpack weighed down, full of it, heavy, yet he continues to carry it, close to his heart in a white handkerchief. In his top pocket, he walks with it in that spirit, the spirit of being in it, in spite of and regardless. He believes that you got to be what you intend to attract. Tend to attract, he believes, what you intend to attract. So love yourself like you want to be loved and show love how you yearn to be loved. Touch how you long to be touched and love that's reciprocated, a love that's reciprocated. Create him. Create her. She walks in it. Thought of you and made you tangible. Someone who would speak to you with eloquent words of relevance. Someone who would speak to her with eloquent words of relevance. See, she walks in love. Her wantings are significant. She walks with them. She carries her longings like luggage. Heavy are the things she's been yearning for. So much has she been dragging, weighed down by unwarranted madness, burdens, surrounded in sadness, sickness and famine, yet in her dreams reoccurring. It was always this scene where she was rescued by some unforeseen love, as if it were magic. No matter how bad or devoid of happiness, those dreams of love, see, she still has them. On a bookcase gathering dust, on a shelf in her cranium, dreams of love, she still has them. She believes in them, so she's led by them like footprints in the sand, so she continues to follow them. She believes that it's possible to love without being in love. Possible it is for her to continue to hold on to that feeling, that magic, to still feel it like she's in it. Living life, walking in that spirit. She walks in it, with that spirit. She knows that she will find it. She can feel it. She walks toward it. She just doesn't know it. They both feel it, the need for it. They both want it. They both long for it. Although not in it, they both holding on to it. They're both holding on to it, that feeling, walking in it as if they were it, like if they were in it, oozing it. It pours through their skin like sweat. Ready, they both are for it. It's possible to love for real.
Bro. It's possible. Possible. That's dope, man. Hey, man, this piece was everything, bro. This was, I couldn't tell that it needed to be fine-tuned, bro.
Hey, well, thank you. That's my first time reading it.
Man. That's fire, bro. You
hey, thank you,
you come out here with the sappiness. He came out with this true sappiness, y'all. I mean, super sap. Make sure that y'all heard that.
Yeah.
With the true sap. You gotta hit that. But that's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah.
This is
I hope that it someday leads me to pillow talk. You know.
Man,
I've been devoid, you know.
Yeah,
anybody want to pillow talk with me? I'm just saying, bro. If they out there and they want to pillow talk with For Real the Poet, hit me up in my inbox. Let me know.
Let him know so y'all can pillow talk. Hey, bros, can you want to let anybody know about anything you got going on, bro?
Over at the Royal Links headquarters, we're having a massive statewide sale. You know, I mean, bracelets are now at a reduced price of $25. Anyone you see, except for their select ones, okay, bam. And you know, cause check us out at Royal Links Be Raw on Facebook.com. And other than going on, I got going on nothing here at Epiphany Radio. You can check me out from Monday to Sunday at any time.
My man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, broski. Well, listen, man. I know you got to get over to work, but
yeah, you got to about to cry.
Champagne from Paris, man. Get that champagne. Get you at least a glass. You know, it won't affect you too much. It won't affect you too
appreciate
much. Stick around and enjoy as much of the show as you possibly can, my brother. As always,
will,
one
bro.
Love, one. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic. What's up, everybody? One love, one mic, my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our CEO. For real, the poet Douglas coming through, giving us that work with that piece. Man. Whew. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one half host of Iron Sharpens Irons, host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. And then and she also hosted with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters these days. Hey, man, she got to be the hardest working woman in poetry. I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van, how you doing? Or should I say poetic tonight? Because that doesn't sound like shit. We getting that side of you.
I'm definitely poetic tonight, without question.
Trying to get me in trouble. I'm trying to stay away from folks.
I mean, listen. What the young folks say, what these young kids say, YOLO, you only live.
Oh, God. I don't need to hear that. Yo, great show. The poetry, hey, for real. I mean, damn.
I know,
right? Yours, too. Yo, your
hey,
piece
I
and
just,
Mother of Dragons. Damn.
Listen. This is what happens when you do open mic and people start bringing out this stuff, man, you know. And I love it, man. I love it. It's just a great night for poetry. We're dating, you know. We're doing our thing. And they coming through. Y'all are coming through bringing these fire pieces. I can't wait to hear the playback. I'm going to tell you right now. But
absolutely.
Before we get to your masterpiece, let's talk about this thing called Pillow Talk. What you think? Is it necessary? In a relationship?
Oh my God. You know what? It's actually part of one of my love languages, which is acts of service, because I know that I got a gift with my words. I have it's just a natural way of me talking to people to make them recognize the beauty inside of them. So whenever I've had a man, I've made him feel like he can conquer the world because I don't just give him a safe space. He has that peace of releasing the day before going into his slumber. You know, that's lovemaking, whether it takes place, sex takes place or not. You know, we can talk. So it's like that's your heaven next to you. So pillow talk to me is like touch. It's essential to the survival of the bonding and the relationship that we have. If we don't have pillow talk, that means we can't communicate at one of our most intimate times. So
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I mean, like Pharrell said, you know, the right kind of pillow talk can lead you between the sheets. Baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I have to agree. I think pillow talk is essential, necessary and essential, because it's a different level of communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an intimate level of communication. You know, you're vulnerable. Oh man, how can I say?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when you're a kid and your mind is like a sponge and you absorb and take in everything and you be repeating stuff back, getting smacked all up in the face because you be repeating stuff back that you shouldn't repeat back. That's pillow talk, y'all. Absorb and release and talk. I mean, you might not get smacked in the face. You might get smacked someplace else. But I'm just saying, pillow talk.
Depends on what's smacking you in the face, too.
Ooh, love it. Yeah, I wasn't trying to go there, Danielle. Hey, y'all gonna let me have my moment. Now, I know it's been a minute, but y'all gonna let me have my moment, okay? I fire every last one of y'all. I fire every last one of y'all.
We back tomorrow.
Listen. Your fan club is going off. They are going off. They hear you talking about Pillow Talk. They going off. But
as I was saying.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot you could be getting smacked in the face with during Pillow Talk. I'm just saying. But now that we've gotten that out of the way, La Perla Negra, what piece of poetry would you like to share with us tonight?
I brought an older piece. I kind of revised it a little bit. It's untitled, but it's a piece. You could have Pillow Talk, but we'll see.
Look, let me get out of the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you. It always starts with that look in his eyes with him slightly lowering his head, a deep growl, and a slow, moist drag of his tongue across that bottom lip. Just then, I know there's no escape when those actions are in sync, because in his eyes, I get stuck like a deer caught in headlights. But I really don't want to move, so I allow his look to hold me captive. His growl sends such powerful vibrations through me that they shake my foundation and rattle my breathing as it becomes labored with excitement for his touch. With every glide of his tongue across that lip, I get wetter and squirm just a little bit. He's so good at what he does. I should have known that he likes to bite. And he made sure I know that he would bite me everywhere, definitely making it clear by biting my nipples, my chin, my neck, my shoulders, back and thighs, stomach, ass, bottom, lip. Fuck, he makes an art out of this shit. Alas, not those lips. He says, certain lips, special lips. Those are special. Oh, wait a minute. I lost my place. Certain lips. Those are special and should be only kissed. Those ones that hide the clit. That gets licked, because that clit that's hidden is flavored with bliss. You ever tasted bliss? I bite too, and that's that piece.
I am too young to be listening to this kind of poetry. I'm gonna tell you the line that got me. Was when he licked your lip and you got wetter. That's my kind of carrying on right there. That's my type of carrying on. Let me use my tongue on parts of your body to make you. You know what?
I'm poetic. We got poetic tonight, right?
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, the body, the wonderful thing about the body is it has these nerves and these sensual spots. And if you use your tongue to hit the right one, you can release the blood gates without even doing anything.
Ooh.
And that's my types of carrying on. That tie you up and let me have my way with you without even penetrating you.
Lord have mercy.
Woo. Okay. So, the Perla Negra, before we get you over to the VIP lounge with your entourage, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany universe, please?
I'll try. Let's see. I'll start with Monday night. I actually help co-host with King Atterbury on King and Queen's Quarters. until the real queen comes back. Let's see, Wednesday night. Ooh, every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Emphasis on Mrs. What else is there?
Friday night.
Every
Come on,
other
Friday
Friday night.
Night.
Okay. Every other Friday night, I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity. And that is in, good Lord. Wait a minute. Iron sharpens iron. And that is from a Royal Penn's perspective. And every other Saturday, I am the host of, what's the name of the show?
Poetic Therapy.
Lord have mercy. I got to start getting back to myself. And that's a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. So y'all come on by any night of the week. Epiphany got it on lock. You'll enjoy all the shows. Back to you, Poetic.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, if you would be so kind to please go settle down your crew in the VIP lounge before I have to, you know, give them some pink slips.
Here I come, fellas.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the VIP lounge to get along with the team of security. La Pearl, La Negra. One love, one mic.
All right.
Well, well, well. What an evening we are having tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio.
Now, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own host, one half host of the Jess J. Gina Storm show. We got Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. How you doing?
Happy Saturday, Poetic. I'm good.
Happy Saturday.
I muted myself.
Good. Well, it's so good to hear
you. I didn't want to be mutating.
That's okay. Mutations are okay as long as you know. As long as it doesn't cause deformity and stuff like
absolutely.
That. No. Yeah. So a little mutation is good.
It's no surprise when I'm talking on mute. I think it's come to be expected. I don't know about that, but I'm doing my best.
It's all good. So tell me something.
Yes.
You've been listening. You've been hearing.
I have.
The shenanigans that's been going on. You know, it's been some interesting conversations, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
So what say you about this thing called pillow talk? Is it necessary in a relationship?
I didn't realize it was until I didn't have it anymore.
Mm.
Would tell me things like, you don't miss a good thing till it's gone. And pillow talk was one of the things about being in a relationship. See, the wonderful thing about sleeping by yourself is the whole bed's yours. I don't have to fight for the remote. When I fix my plate, everybody is eating. I don't have to check with nobody when I leave the house, nor when I get back. But
right.
pillow talk, when you're single, doesn't exist any longer. And you will either long for it or loathe it.
Mm.
And I think I'm more longing than loathing.
Understood. You raise an interesting point. You don't realize how necessary it is until you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, because you don't miss a good thing till it's gone. Like when you have that day in and day out, it's just part of, you know,
routine.
Routine. Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah.
And you get used to it. And you
Right.
Here we go. Here we go. This is where I want to go tonight. And then you begin to take it for granted.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is easy to do. It's on autopilot and you're not doing anything extra to make it happen. It's organic. It's going to happen. That's just the way that things work in your bedroom, in your relationship with your partner. And then there's no partner.
Yeah.
There's nobody to rub your feet up. Mm-hmm. Nobody to rub your back. Nobody for you to say, I'm sorry, baby, do you mind if I rock until I go to sleep? And him saying, not at all, it doesn't bother me. And me saying, that's my person. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The things that you need, love, and miss when they're absent. You don't know you need it until you don't have it. You don't think you'll miss it until it's gone.
That's truth.
And you cherish it when it's not yours any longer. So pillow talk is something I would love to have again. I've had previously, but I do not have now. And I would like to. It would be awesome.
Wow. I could dig it. I know where
yeah.
you're coming from. I absolutely know where you're coming from. Pillow talk is definitely necessary, definitely essential. And when you don't have it anymore, you begin to wonder, dang, do I still know how to do it? I still know how to have pillow talk? I've been
riding
it for so long. Do I still know how
to do it? And start to ride because I know it's in me.
I know that's right. No, but I love your taking your perspective.
Thank you
for sharing that. Now, I'd love to hear what you brought for this evening.
Oh, so my plan was to write something because I saw the topic like early in the day, but I got the famous three until bedtime Monday night. They predicted that we were going to get, I don't know, 5 to 8 inches of snow, which we didn't.
Thank
okay.
God.
Which means, look, we're going to have one of those summers that I'm just going to take some eggs outside and throw them on the sidewalk while I get the bacon started because it's going to be hot. We didn't have a winter. And I know the trade-off for that. But right now, I'm not complaining. I hate winter and snow more than words can convey. So, yeah, we dodged that bullet. The kids didn't have no school. It's I call it Illinois holiday. Cashmere Stolasty is on Monday. Gave some random Polish dude a holiday, you know, just because black people, we had a whole month. So I'm going to just hold my peace. But the reality is, whatever, they go to school 4 days a week is what I told my daughter 2 months ago, and I'm not lying. Next week. Let's go. It's just a bonus for me.
Right.
So since I have them, I didn't write anything. So I'm doing one off the dome, and I haven't done it in a minute, but I got this one locked and loaded because I know where
All
I
right.
am.
Well, listen, the mic is yours.
All right. The topic being pillow talk made me take a minute. I had to think and go in the Wayback Machine and reflect because I had no present-day memories of any such conversation, you see. I've been sleeping by my solo for quite some time now, and the only bed partner that I have communicates by saying, meow, I got a fur baby. Almost 2 months ago, and Luna don't care nothing about my dreams, hopes, and aspirations. But a little talk to her would mean that I tell her I'm going to give her some additional treats before I go to sleep. She don't actually care nothing about me. That's okay. Cause I'm a diva too, and I get that, Ma, you do you. But while I'm sleeping in this big bed by myself, and the other side is occupied by my tablet, my remote controls, my herbal medication, y'all know how that goes. If I need to set up smoke signals, I can do so immediately. But right now, I'm pretty stress-free. So I'm reflecting on the time in my life when it was a possibility for me to lie next to a loved one, his head on his pillow, mine on mine. And when he's not there, I would pick his up and inhale the case, there would be a smell. Maybe it was the coconut oil on his scalp or the tea tree oil on his face. Maybe it was the scope that he used to freshen his breath after flossing and brushing his teeth. That smile that makes me melt inside, that dimple that makes me feel like whatever he says, I will oblige. There's something about the memories that make them come back into reality, like I'm lying here and I feel like he's spooning with me. And if his head was sharing the pillow with mine, he would say things like, "Hey, baby, how was your day?" And I was like, "It was okay." And then it would get better. As the night went on, we'd have these conversations that could go on and on. Finally, eventually, my end of the conversation would become merely gibberish, and he would know that I was too sleepy to continue, yet he would persist. He'd ask me questions that I wouldn't tell him the answer to if I were completely awake. But in this almost completely asleep state, he's going to take advantage of me, and that's part of the pillow talk too, you see, because he's wondering if there are any secrets that I like to keep. While he's snoring, breathing hard and fast asleep, there's nothing like that, you see. When I love, I do it all the way. So the next opportunity that I have to have a king in my bed who could possibly be my last husband, and I hope it's that way, that when he talks to me, his head on the other pillow or on mine, that pillow talk will be exactly what I'm used to, everything that I'm due for, and the same conversation that I reciprocate, because I want to fill him with love, admiration, positive thoughts, good vibrations, everything that makes him feel that he is loved, important, respected, and cherished, because I simply want to be the pillow-talking good thing, sleeping next to him in peace.
Ooh, that last line. I want to be the pillow-talking good thing, sleeping next to him. My God. Whew. Jeannie, I enjoyed this. I really enjoyed this. I can't wait to listen to the playback so I can listen to it again.
You
too. It was not in this piece. But that closing line embodies and embraces the fact that you want to affirm him by being his pillow talking good thing. Oh, man, yeah. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I understood the assignment. This is awesome. Thank you. I'm so glad you came back.
You did. I'm glad I came back too.
Yeah.
But look. On a Saturday night, I got a jockey for position around here. You know, we got your show, we got Poetic Therapy, and you got my show. I got a jockey for position.
Absolutely.
But can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Network as well as Small House Poetry? What y'all got going on?
Not a problem. You can throw a dart at March, and one Saturday at least, just Jay and myself, Gina Storm, will be here with the show. It's not the rehearsal, it's the actual show. You better bring your best, because let's go. And that's here on the Epiphany Universe. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Like I said, a random Saturday. We're not sure which one, but...
Let me help you out.
All right.
Next Saturday, the 11th, and then on the 25th. Let me help you out. I got
That'll
you.
Work. That'll work. You. And this you. Is why I love him, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, is not just a poet at the Epiphany Network or in this universe. He is the station manager. So, yeah, you got it from the source. So that's when we'll be here, the 11th and the 25th. And so today is Saturday. My days run together, but I love the weekend. So tomorrow night, you can catch myself, Just Jay, and the whole family over at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse. We're going to have the living room. Come and have a seat on the couch. Kick back. Put your feet up.
We're going to have a topic of the day. Let's discuss it. We want you to bring a poem that you'd like us to break down for you. We want to get to know you as the poet as well as the piece that you brought us, and we're going to give you the time and attention that you've been craving and a spot in which you feel comfortable and safe. So that's what we're going to do, and then when I leave there, I'll be here back at Epiphany with Alonzo and my pastor, Paul Sampson, in the Inspiration Factory. That would be at 8 Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time on Sunday evening, and then at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, you can catch myself, Just Jay, and the whole Small House crew on the AM Drive on Clubhouse, where we have what would sound like talk radio and shenanigans sprinkled with poetry, because that's what it is, yeah. So we're going to find out what the weather is like, where you are, what's in your cup. We're going to do a smeared ink letter, as well as Black History Facts 365. So if you don't know where to find us, now you do. But you can find me, because I'm Gina Storm, anywhere there's poetry. So one love, one mic, and I'm going to go to the lounge.
One love, one mic. Gina Storm on her way to the VIP lounge for some Paris champagne. Ooh. One love, one mic, Tina. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, did she just do that, didn't she? She just did that. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it, right? Well, we're going to go from one Epiphany host to another. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got none other than King Atterbury, host of King and Queen's Quarters, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? I'm back in action, you know what I'm saying, from Pennsylvania. So, yeah, man, fresh mind, clear, getting some of that great air. So I'm here. What's good, brother?
Good to hear you, bro. How you feeling, man? Everything going well?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good, you know.
Glad
just
to hear you.
Just
happy
to be here.
Hey, man, you've been listening for a minute, man. Glad to have you here. Hey, man, we talking about this thing called pillow talk, bro. How you feel about it? Is it necessary in a relationship, bro? Is it necessary?
I don't know if it's necessary, but I'm always on deck for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. I can't complain. You know, when you have that little small talk or those little conversations that lead to situations. So, you know, I'm right there with it.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about, bro. So, what I'm hearing is it's not a part of the Royal Highness's repertoire on a regular basis. Is that what I'm hearing, bro?
Facts. Facts. But, you know, we get down with the get down, though, you know what I'm saying? So that's life.
I hear you, bro. I hear that, man. But what if she wanted to do it every night? Would you yield? Take off your crown?
I would take off my crown, put it to the side, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I know I'm gonna be inside, you know? I'm giving her something that she wants and something she could feel.
Yeah. I knew you. Hey, bro, I knew you was going to go there once you said that line, bro. I knew it. That's what's up, though, bro. That's what's up, though, man. That's a dope, dope perspective, man. I feel you, though, man. I think one of the things
What was that Maxwell joint? A woman's work?
A woman's work? Yeah. A woman's work. Yeah. But I think that we as men, bro, we sometimes don't listen very well. When they want something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know,
yeah.
Oh, man, I had a hard day at work, babe. I'm tired. Can we talk about this in the morning? Hell no, we can't talk about this in the morning. She want to talk about it right now. Okay.
Yeah, right. That'd be true.
You know what I'm saying?
They be looking at you sideways and shit.
Right. Like, hey, you really going to go to sleep? You really going to go to sleep? Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Nah. What's up? What's good? Nah, but that's...
Yo, in my Dre voice, been there, done that.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Hey, man, dope perspective tonight, man. But what you, now we got that out of the way, bro. What you bring for us tonight?
Oh, man, as I was tuning in, man, I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, collect my majestic thoughts when I, you know what I'm saying, so I penned the piece, you know what I mean? Couldn't go out like a sucker for the crew, you know what I'm saying, so I jotted some notes down. So bless the mic tonight, you know.
All right, well, go ahead, bro. The mic is yours.
All right, cool. This piece I titled Bring It Back. I'm on the side of your view while scenes are next to screens. Steady is the fiend that leaned close in between. Arms above shoulders, on hold is the closer. Connectivity is older than a crush from October. Is it red or dead, spoon-fed without decency? Union or unity, I'm slave-free to your frequency. But here's one delivery, step out the shark where I'm parked, reminiscing on the sparks as I come from out the dark. Hug and kiss what's been missed when it all makes sense. Please don't be tense, I'm ready to reinvent. Another type of vibe, I survived many highs. We can always rock and roll until our eyes say goodbye. Lines drawn, boundaries crossed, if I'm off. Discipline is lost on a course with no remorse. Captivated strategies, anatomy of this Atterbury. Wonder if she unsure want love as bad as me. And that's that piece, King.
That's what it is, bro. I hear you, bro. I hear you, bro, coming through spitting them gems and jewels and whatnot. Like King would say,
yeah.
Whatnot. Whatnot.
Yeah, thanks, bro. You know, that's my vehicle, man. I drive a white shark, you know what I mean? So, you know, always metaphoric with it.
Hey, that's all right, bro. That's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I love it, man. Before we get you over to the
Thank
VIP
you,
line, bro, let everybody know what you got going on, bro. Not just here on Epiphany, man, but also on the other show, bro. Come on, man. Let them know.
Oh, man. Starting on Mondays, 9 p.m. in Epiphany Universe, King and Queen's Quarters. You know what I'm saying? Where we rock that good music, spit that dope poetry, and just making it happen for the captain. You know what I'm saying? So that's that business right there, you know what I'm saying? And we go Tuesday on the Let's Talk Network, Poetry Corner. Myself, King Atterbury, and my brother right here, Van Meadows, Poetic, where we get busy doing our thing, barbershop talk. You know what I'm saying? How you want it, you can get it, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that's what's happening. You know, Thursdays, you know, I have the West Side Connection going on over there, 11 p.m., with Ebb and Flow and Dre the Poet. So that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Just happy
Sounds
to
good.
Be here.
Sounds good. Happy to have you here, bro. But now we got to get you
Thank
over
you.
To that VIP lounge, bro, so you can get you a couple of glasses of that Paris champagne, man. And hey, man, look, check this out. Every time we have some good stuff imported in, it's hard for me to get a sip. It's hard for me to taste the remnants of a glass because everybody always drink it all. So please, bro, please grab a couple of them bottles. Make sure you put them off to the side so when I'm done the show, I can get me a little taste, as the old folks say, a little taste, you know, a little taste.
All right, bro, I got you, man. I hide behind the iron curtain when I, you know what I'm saying? Word. Out of sight, out of mind.
My brother. All right, bro. One love, one mic, man.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, King Atterbury, host of the Monday Night Shenanigans, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. Then you can catch him Tuesday night with yours truly, Let's Talk Poetry Corner. Next up on the mic to be one half host, the other half host of the Just J. Tina Storm Show, Small House of Poetry's own. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you times three. Just J. Looky, looky.
I like when people refer to me as this guy. I was like, oh, I didn't suck a nerve with that one.
What's up with you, bro? What's up with you, bro? You all right, man? You okay? You all right?
I'm just out here being this guy, man.
Hey, look. Because, dude, you was the first caller in queue. Back when the show, like an hour and 25 minutes ago, you were the first call in cube. All you had to do was just wait.
I was picked up by aliens, space aliens.
you let the aliens
I promise
get you, bro.
They got me.
You let the aliens get you, bro.
The aliens got me, bro. Oh, they ain't getting me like that. They just took me away.
That's all good, man. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so what you think about the show tonight, man? We're talking about pillow talk, man. Is it necessary? Do you think it's necessary?
You know what, man? When I came in off the runway, man, I was doing about 130 miles an hour. So I went from doing everything to nothing. So all this stuff that's been going on out here, and I didn't heard the word pillow talk, the phrase pillow talk before, but I don't know what pillow talk means. I thought it was meaning like, yeah, we about to do something. But that ain't pillow talk, though, is it?
No, it's not.
I've been talking about pillow talk, then folks started talking like, people just want to talk. I ain't know what I was ordering.
Nah, man, You that's when you and the missus, you know, y'all lay down before y'all go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
decided to look over in your eyes and say, baby, I love you. How was your day today?
Oh, here we go.
And then you want to throw up all over the pillow because you had a hard day. And you know what she say? You know what she say? She say, you know what, baby, it's okay. It's over. We're going to start all over again tomorrow. Give me a kiss. Pillow talk.
Oh. You know what, I do like that. I like that because I like the engagement of that. As I got older, it started changing for me. I used to hate that, man. It used to really get on my nerves. But I get a chance to go ahead and see what's going on in her head. She get a chance to see what my responses is. You know, that whole thing of two people start to become one, man. If your left side out of sync with your right side, it don't take much to go ahead and see what's going on with that.
Yeah. I could dig it, bro.
Amen. But, you know, that's how spies get caught up, too, with that pillow talk, man. They just be sitting there just running their mouth because they feel all good because they have some bullshit and stuff going, man. And even though they know they ain't supposed to do that, I mean, just because, you know, that you don't have to go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying? But they end up doing it like that because of that.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. But, man, listen.
Amen.
I love your perspective, man. I do. But now the people, they want to hear what you brought for the night. What you brought for tonight.
You want to know what this guy got.
Yeah, this guy. What does this guy got?
All right, man. Like I told For Real a few months ago, I don't try to do big pieces. I want to just be happy with just simple, plain pieces. And that's what I have today, a simple, plain piece.
All right, bro. The mic is yours.
Beautifully golden. Her warmth is imposing because her ring demands every heart unfrozen. She is the mother to so many poetic children. From the daffodils to the rascals, she opens her arms wide and into a big heart they collide into the warmth of wisdom. She is a spring of free-flowing poetry. With the strength of the king queen, she rules. And a scepter resembles a heart over a fist. And at the base, the inscription reads, poem.
True right now.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm so mad at you right now. I'm mad at
you. You've giving me the business.
I'm mad at you for a couple reasons. The first reason is because this thing was so short. That's the first thing. The second thing
twice.
Is you had... You had so many dope lines in this piece, bruh. I was like,
thanks.
Man, why are you stopping? Why are you stopping? Keep going. But the
I wrote this
you,
piece
for
somebody.
Let me
it may get longer, but I wrote this piece for somebody, and I had told him I was going to give it to him, and now everything cleared up in my head to go ahead and write a piece for a person that's a pillar of a community. So I was going to go ahead and present this to that person.
Out. Check this out. Let me tap into my Jess J commentary. You know, Jay, the way that you crafted this piece, man, the way you had the words woven in between the poetic lines and the way that you eloquently spoke it, this was a very dynamic piece. And I for one, am excited about this piece, man, because this was a dynamic piece, Jay. And I love what you did with it, bro. I love what you did with it. It was short, but I love what you did with it. It packed a powerful punch. Did I cover how you would critique that?
Actually, better. be careful. You just be careful.
Nah, man.
You know, actually, you have to be careful.
appreciate it, bro. I'll be careful. But this was dynamic, man. Before I get you over to the VIP lounge, bro, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio and on your small house of poetry? Let everybody know, bro.
On Epiphany Radio, it would be me, Just Jay, along with Gina Storm on the Just Jay and Gina show coming Saturday. We're going to be in there. We want y'all to be in there, too. We want the same people that showed up tonight, the people that's listening out there in all the different forms and platforms. We want y'all to go ahead and come in here and be a part of this. We're going to go ahead and do this thing. Whew. We got some big things coming up with Small House. We are getting very dynamic with the videos and the stuff like that. We are really promoting ourselves hard. It's starting to pay off dividends too. It really is traction. I've never knew what traction was until I seen like, oh wait a minute, that ain't nowhere where we need to be at. But this is looking like a trend. It's looking like a trend.
Right.
So Small House has been trying to go ahead and get our name out there, man. We can't wait to get back in here and have a ball with the Epiphany family, man. I know y'all going to be there, all y'all, because we sending out an invite to y'all right now. Let me go ahead and hit send.
I love it.
Hope to see everybody, though, on the real.
Hey, man, looking forward to it, man. Just make sure you keep everybody posted. But right now, I got to get you on over to the VIP lounge to get you some of that Paris champagne, because it looks like I'm about to join y'all in a short few moments, so I'm actually Sweet. Might be able to taste some of it. So, my brother, I'm going to get you on over there, the VIP lounge, one love, one mic.
Take care, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Just Jay. You can catch him next Saturday right here on this fine network, him and Gina Storm, Small House of Poetry. They just gave you the lineup, man. Proud of what that brother is doing. Proud of everyone here at Epiphany. You know, we all should be making traction. We all should be making movements, because you are a gift to the community. You are a gift to this thing called poetry. So never take yourself or your gift for granted, because you never know who out there is listening to hear what you have to say. And what you have to say may come at the right time, at the right moment, and you may have just saved them. So continue writing, continue being encouraged, continue just write, man, just write. Let me go over the show lineups for next week. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen La Perla La Negra. And then Tuesday night is going to be Mojave with one of his great shows. Not sure which one is going to be just yet, whether it be War Council, Honey Drippers, you know, Hidden Flyspeak, you know, one of his great shows. Wednesday night is going to be the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night, y'all. Thursday night is a party, because it is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is open at the moment. We're waiting for our host to return. Just keep the host of both shows in prayer. And the next Saturday, just like you heard, it will be the Just J Gina Storm show right here. And I think we have another caller. Welcome. Let's talk about it. Let everybody know who you be. Pushing one all late. Let everybody know who you be. Who's on the mic?
This is J. Rob the Wise Son.
Of course.
Pardon
of
my
course.
Lateness.
Of course.
I'm just
Wise
getting...
Son, it's good to hear you, bro.
Well, I can't say it's good to hear from you, man, because today's just been one of those days, and I just needed something to uplift my spirit. So I made it uptown, and I made it to the show just in time, because I can't call in from the train station because yo, it here in New York City at its best and sometimes at its worst. So
hey, that's all right.
It's all good.
All right. You made it, bro. You made it. You made it. It's good.
How are
you?
There's the question. How are you?
Hey,
bro?
Man, I'm hey, man, I'm here. You know, I'm still breathing, you know. My stress level is minimizing, you know. I'm excited, you know. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. All things considering, I'm doing good.
Good words. I like that. Mm-hmm. Like what I'm hearing.
Good. But tonight, good brother, we're talking about pillow talk, bro. Is it necessary?
Good pillow talk or bad pillow talk?
See, I knew my brother was going to come. I knew it. Well, J. Rob, the Wise Son, what do you mean, good or bad? Is there such thing as bad pillow talk? Come on, bro. Is there such a thing?
Bruh. Sometimes pillow talk can turn into gossip. Sometimes pillow talk can be that whole, you know, couples who say, we not going to bed angry, even though we angry. Sometimes pillow talk will be those couples that's like, I don't care what's going on. We're still going to be intimate every night. And sometimes pillow talk is talking about something that no one's got no business knowing. You know, that whole let's be honest with each other conversation. And sometimes that let's be honest conversation can turn into something you really shouldn't have talked about. You know,
one of those whole,
can I be honest with you conversations? You know, as a man, when a woman says, can I be honest with you? Yep. Every brother takes a deep breath and goes, sure. Be
right.
Honest with me. And, you know, it depends on the relationship, but generally speaking, pillow talk can be good, bad, and in some cases, evil, depending on the relationship. I personally try to stay away from pillow talk because, I'm staying away from that.
You said, not the kid. I'm standing away.
Nah.
No, thank you.
And sometimes, you know, the person that you into try to lure you in. And when you hear the code signs or the code signals, you got to be like, you know, I'm sleeping, right?
Right.
And
right,
just
right,
fade
right,
to
right.
Black. So it's all good, man. But yeah, I stand on the side of, I'm out.
I hear you, my brother. Well, check this out.
So
now we've gotten the J-Rod perspective on pillow talk. Hey, man, what piece of poetry do you want to drop on us tonight?
Well, I got a little something that I've been trying to drop for Black History Month because, unfortunately, me and my get-down partner have had some unspoken things before, both of us, so we really couldn't do our thing, for lack of a better word. But I got something in our Black History Month. So let's see how people feel and think about it.
The mic is yours, bro.
My man. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. But hold up. It seems like all men are created equal except for those Black people. So what's so equal about a people that has to continue to fight for the right to be equal? I mean, equal for what? I can't hide that our pain ain't the same and our struggles don't hold hands when our struggles come from a very different existence of pain, and some of that pain is the pain that you provide. What's equal? It still seems that whatever we consider to be equal for black people for some reason is at the will and pleasure of some other people that don't look like black people who claim our culture, who curve our history, but got the nerve to tell us that our history is not our history because he didn't give it to us, even though the truth has never lied to us. And all I ever want to say to every one of you from a clear view, don't let the uninformed lead you asunder. Because the ancestors already told you, until the lion learns to write, every story is going to glorify the hunter. So just remember what Nas said, that our ancestors didn't die, they only become immortal, which is why they always say that angels don't fly, they always walk with you, before you, just to look out for you and look out after you. Spike Lee was right. All power to the people. Soul Brother number one, G. Rob the Wise Son. That's my time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dope, dope ink, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Power to the people. I love it. Fire pink, fire
you,
poem,
sir.
Man. From a deeper shade of soul, my brother J. Rob the Wise Son. Black History, my closing it out. That's what I'm talking about, bro. But I'm black 365 days a year. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Let it all be true. Let the world know.
24/7.
Tell them I'm red. Tell them I'm red, black, and green, and then I'm red, white, and blue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My good brother, before I send you over to the VIP lounge, man, let everybody know what you got going on here on Epiphany Radio.
Thursday night. Oh, please, I'm begging y'all, don't miss Thursday night. Don't miss Thursday night. Thursday night is the night that y'all need to come through because it's about to be popping. It's about to be on and cracking. It's about to be what y'all is looking for. It's to get down. So come on with the come on and get down with the get down featuring Poetic and J. Rob the Wise Son, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Trust me, get yourself a seatbelt. You don't want to miss this. Back to you, Van.
Appreciate you, good brother. Get on over to that VIP lounge, man. Grab you some of that Paris champagne, man. And, you know, King Atterbury's.
Okay.
He's got me. He's got me. He said he's going to hold some for me, man. But just in case he only grabbed like two, hey, man, can you grab two more bottles so we can make sure that we close
you
out
already,
the night just right?
You know what we do. I got you. I'll
my
see
man.
You soon.
My
thank
man. You, no problem, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Peace,
peace, bro. That's my good brother. My brother, J. Rob the Wise Son, man. Catch him this coming Thursday with he and me in the get down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for tonight. But let me start by saying without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. Encourage you to keep coming. Keep coming back. Keep sharing your gift. Keep scribing. Keep writing. Keep being griots, griots, however you want to say it. But listen, your pen is important. Your words are important. They have power. They have meaning. And tonight we dove into pillow talk. Some good, some bad. Majority of the conversation was pillow talk is necessary. So make sure you have you some pillow talk. And make sure you get into Pharrell's DMs. He said, hey, you want to have pillow talk? Hit him up. He'll pillow talk with you. But we'll see y'all tomorrow night. The Inspiration Factory, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. One love, one mic. Remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.